Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers on this Football Friday. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins will the Eagles end the regular season with? 7 or under, 8 to 10 or 11 plus, 49.9% at 11 plus, 8 to 10, 43.8%, and 7 or under, 6.3%. Elliot not with us here at 3 on Friday because he is flying to Minneapolis for Sunday's game. Of course, he always travels with fans of Philly. I'm sure they're doing it the right way. He'll have a great time. I think Minneapolis, a good city. Very good city.
I would like to go.
Oh, yeah. It's a good city.
Not in the winter.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't see much of it.
Well, that was the coldest.
You were in the mall the entire time.
Well, and it was so cold that weekend, Super Bowl. And it's always cold in Minnesota, but that was particularly cold at that point. Joe from Fans of Philly sent me a picture. We did a Rights to Ricky trip to Minnesota once.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do a live podcast in the hotel. And we asked them, are there any open ballrooms we could do it in? And they told us no. So we went and we found a hallway outside of where the buffet breakfast was.
Uh-huh.
And we set up a table and our microphones. And we had everybody sit cross-legged on the floor in the hallway. Outside,
just like elementary school.
Just like elementary school. And people would walk by us going to get breakfast. And they would look and they'd be like, what is going on here? Just two guys sitting at a table with 100 people sitting in the hallway. Good memory. Good rights to Ricky.
Definitely psychotic.
totally psychotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally psychotic. All right, let's do the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, which is brought to you by Robin Ford, because Elliot's not here, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap.
Cheap.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Says Jackie Baseball.
So we'll get to the Bryce thing in just a second. Some other interesting things. Per Matt Gelb, the Phillies are either going to trade Nick Castellanos or release Nick Castellanos. Mm. So either way they go, he's not going to be on the 2026 Phillies.
When I saw that report, I was trying to figure out what the advantage is to them letting a reporter know that they might release him if they want to trade him. And what I came up with was, if you want him for some reason, if you trade for him, then you take the chance out that he could sign somewhere else, I guess. That is the only way I could come up with in my brain is why they would want it public that they might release him. But they seem pretty, based on what Dombrowski said, they seem pretty done with Nick Castellanos.
Well, and the fact that Thompson's coming back shows you that they chose Thompson over Castellanos in a way.
Yeah.
And so it seems like it's done there. And it's imperative to try to get releasing him. I guess you have to, but they can find a way, even attaching a semi-real prospect just to free up the $20 million would be huge.
The $20 million, I think, is the most important part of it.
So if you release him, does the money still stay on your...
Yeah.
Yeah, books? Yeah. Yeah, you have to pay him. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but does it still count against your...
Yes.
Whole?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it counts towards the luxury tax.
Right. Yeah, then there's no real advantage there other than the fact that whatever transpired at some point this season.
Mm-hmm.
There's no turning back. They made the best of it as they could. The rest of the season, I'm sure those final comments from Cassidy about Topper not communicating with him and this and that and the other, that was like the last straw.
Yeah, he started it with whatever he said to him that one time in the dugout that got him, you know,
got him benched or whatever, yep.
Am I wrong for being a little sad? Because now he's going to get booed when he comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish Cassidy wasn't booed when he came back. I thought Cassidy was a pretty good Philly while he was here. He had two big hits in these playoffs. The last two playoffs where nobody else showed up, he showed up pretty much. I don't know. I kind of like Cassidy. I like the live wire jerk.
Yeah.
You know, I like confident kind of
I'm okay
guy.
With postseason Cassidy. It's 162 Cassidy.
I didn't. Yeah. I got to admit it, Spike. Rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah,
never
I remember
liked
that.
Him. The
yeah.
whole
oh, really?
Jim Salisbury thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
His condescending answers. It's almost like you could be in the most joyous occasion or moment, and he is a wet blanket to it. You can't talk to him during those times because he's going to give you some short answer. He's going to try to make you seem stupid for asking him a question that's really just an opportunity for you to bloviate about the team or wax poetically about the city or the fan base. And he just never bought into it. And so I could never buy into him. I just could never buy into him. That's why I'm okay with him leaving. I don't like the fact he disrespected Rob Thompson. I don't like the fact that he tried to cloak this in some sort of I'm a competitor and I just want to be out there and play when it was really about his own selfish numbers and being out there. I just get him out of here. Get him out of here.
All correct.
get him out of here.
I always thought there was some sort of cosmic balance to Bryce doing the Mr. Philly pandering thing. And if he's going to do that, there needs to be somebody who refuses to pander so much so that he goes the other way. There was sort of a cosmic balance to that.
But there
will not be another game
he
of Nick Castellanos.
He had his moments now. I'll give him credit. He had his moments. I
23. He's the only player. Him and Reggie Jackson are the only players in MLB history of two home runs and two straight games.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Him and Reggie Jackson.
He had his moments.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that. I certainly will give him that. I think it's more of the buying into being here and just never seemingly being happy.
Yep.
Yeah. And listen, if he was the guy that they signed in Cincinnati, they might have a ring. So that also hurts. I mean, if he was in 2022, they were begging for him to be the cleanup hitter, and he was horrible in the postseason.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah. All right.
The tenure's kind of over.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like the Phillies are laying the groundwork. Here we go. For a youth movement.
Okay.
So, you know, Gelb threw out the idea in his article of letting Otto Kemp, who was battling a fractured left kneecap for, you know, a majority of the season.
Tough kid.
Being the opening day third baseman, if they move on from Alec Bohm, while waiting for Aiden Miller. It sure seems like Justin Crawford is going to be the opening day left fielder.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrew Painter, barring a setback, is going to be in the opening day rotation. It really feels like that they are starting to lay the groundwork of we'll bring back Schwarber, we'll bring back JT, hopefully Bader, let Ranger walk, and then let the kids play.
So fine with Crawford, fine with
Crawford.
Painter.
You don't have a choice.
No,
I mean, you should just trade him if you didn't think he could play.
Hitting
He's hitting
340.
Yeah.
Right. Painter, fine. Otto Kemp's not an everyday third baseman.
Nope.
He just, forget about hitting. He's a fine hitter. He's a liability at third base from a defensive perspective.
Now, could Sosa and him man it?
I guess. I just don't. Otto Kemp, the utility guy who can play outfield for you, who can play all the infield positions for you, not any of them particularly well, but good enough with a bat. I love Otto Kemp, the utility guy. I like having two guys. Sosa and Kemp as the utility guys. But every day, third base is not a platoon position.
I agree.
I can't spend the whole, and I'm going to spend the whole offseason talking about shoring up defense. If you're a team built around pitching, you have to be able to catch the ball. And I give Trey Turner credit for becoming a guy who I'm not nervous every time there's a ground ball to him. He's become a better shortstop. But Otto Kemp is going to be a guy I'm just going to be nervous about at third base. He's not a third baseman. He's not an everyday third baseman. I'd rather keep Bohm.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of getting rid of Bohm then would be.
That was a shocker, right?
Because I don't know what they think his value has changed in a year as he gets a year closer to free agency.
To trade him, yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know why you want to trade Bohm.
Well, I'd rather just, if that's the choice, I almost would rather just let him play the year out. Let him go and then bring up Aiden.
Yes. Yeah. Because Aiden Miller, it's not like Aiden Miller is just, you know, right at the precipice and all we have to do is get through a month or two so they can be sure Aiden Miller's ready and then bring him up. Everything you've said about Aiden Miller and his performance sort of reflects that, is that he is a year away.
I believe it's a year away.
And if we're going to try to win a World Series next year, which I think they're going to try to do.
Yeah, but if they go young, is it really fair to have World Series expectations?
Yes.
So they bring back Schwarber, bring back JT, they're starting Crawford.
Yes.
And they're starting Kemp at third base.
Yes.
Interesting. All right.
Well, no, I'm saying the team should is if you're not trying to win the World Series,
why are you bringing Schwarber back? Why bring Schwarber back?
All we've really changed is we've downgraded at third base to save $8 million, and we
put a rookie in the outfield.
Gonna be like closer to 12 this year.
What's that? Okay, fine. Yeah. And the outfield thing, I think we're all fine with Crawford. We're all fine with Crawford. Crawford has put himself in position to at least for them to give him the chance. If there was another upgrade, if you told me there was Bellinger or Tucker in
like
right field.
If you went Bellinger and Wright, got Marsh out of here, and it was Bellinger, Crawford, Bader.
And then you're going to put Otto Kemp at third base, fine.
All right.
Fine. But I need another upgrade somewhere. It can't just bring everybody back and then downgrade at third base.
Right.
I like Otto Kemp. Think he's a big league player, but he's a utility player. He's not an everyday third baseman.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Gelb did throw out the idea of Aiden Miller in May, which, like, it's great. Aiden Miller had like a pretty okay season at AA, and then last month went off. Uh-huh. So it's like a pretty big jump where they're going to, where it feels like with Aiden. Again, I think he's a little further away. A name to watch for the bench coach is Derek Shelton. So he was friends with Rob Thompson. They came up to the Yankee system together. He was the manager of the Pirates before getting fired this year. Fits the bill as an older ex-manager type. So
okay,
name to watch for when it comes to the bench role. But seems like the big thing that everyone's talking about today is the Dave Dombrowski comments on Bryce Harper.
Yes, it was a headline on ESPN.com I saw this morning.
So in case you missed it, here is what Dombo said again yesterday about Bryce.
And with regards to Bryce, what is the club's view on his season? Was it performance-wise? And also, why do you believe maybe that it was maybe just a down season for him and not the start of, you know, maybe a downward trend?
Well, I don't think, I mean, in Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes the elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you think an elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player.
So I think we agree with all of it. It's so weird that he said it.
Right.
You just wonder why. He's Dave Dombrowski's not a stupid person. No part of that entire 55 minutes seemed off the cuff or irrational or not well thought out. He said it for a reason. It's just weird to me that it happened the same week that Devin said that Ruben said and Bryce Harper and the trade thing.
It's just weird.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I agree. And yeah, I don't think Dave speaks off the cuff. That certainly was purposeful, right? They were sending some sort of message in the statement being said there. You listen to that again, and you also can almost see the wheels turning in Dave Dombrowski's head too as he's talking.
Yeah.
As you almost, I stepped in it a little much. Let me pull it back a little bit.
Still good.
Yeah, still good.
Comparing him to Freddie Freeman, who's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, so you can also feel that there as well. It certainly felt like something that was for a motivational purpose.
Or something.
A motivational purpose. My only thing would be is why would they feel the need to publicly motivate Bryce Harper? I can understand behind closed doors, you having discussions, what have you. We all, as players, we have exit meetings. We speak to the head coach or whomever on the way out. And I would imagine someone in that position, like a Joel Embiid or Jalen Hurts or Bryce Harper, you're talking to the big dogs, like, on the way out of there. Because most of the time, your thought process or what they plan to do is somehow going to involve you moving forward.
Yes.
And so that it was for some reason to, I don't know, maybe they felt like he needs to be pushed in this area for whatever reason.
It's just strange.
They know better than we do because they see him behind the scenes and they have the private conversations. But I'm with you. That wasn't a by accident sort of statement being placed out there.
Yeah, the question is why. Is not, you know, whether you think you should have done it or not, he did it for a reason.
Did it for a reason.
So Nick,
and he's a very smart man.
He is. 215-592-9494, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos, will join us right after Ike tells you about Surfside.
Hey, football season is in full swing, so be sure to stock up on the tailgate must-have. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka and real brewed tea, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and a store near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I'm going to be thinking about the Bryce thing all offseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
All offseason, why he said that.
I can't wait to hear his response to it at some point.
Well, that's the next thing you're looking for.
Well, somebody will ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody will ask him. Somebody mentioned to me, last time I remember a star player like that getting called out by a person in management or the front office was when Doc Rivers said that he wasn't sure if Ben Simmons could be a championship level point guard.
Yes.
Yeah. And we all had huge doubts about Ben Simmons. Yeah. He wasn't Bryce Harper.
Yeah. I agree. That's a great comp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good comp. Yeah.
With us now, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. You can catch You Better You Bet weekdays and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1. Leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Kostos, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How we doing today? Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday.
What's up, Nick?
You know, Nick, I'm going to ask you the same thing I've asked all of our football guests this week before we get into the betting, and all of them have had the same response, because you've been very positive on the Eagles so far this year. You know, cover Eagles cover, win Eagles win. Yeah. Could you tell me...
Fly Eagles fly. Don't
fly Eagles
that,
fly. Right, yes. Could you tell me one thing that the Eagles are doing particularly well right now that would give people optimism that they will be good again?
Yeah, beat the blitz. I don't know about, like, I don't necessarily know about the conversation down the road this season, other than they have better players than everybody else, and talent usually wins out in the end. I think that this weekend and this game, though, Spike, and the answer to that question is talent.
Yes, but that's like, not a thing. Yeah, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah,
they have the best players. Like, that's why I think they're going to get it turned around, because their players are better than everybody else's players. And once they're healthy, like they're going to be this weekend, I think you'll get a full Eagles performance this Sunday. And one thing that Jalen Hurts, guys, has done really well this year, and I've actually seen this narrative in national media this week, that Jalen Hurts has been bad against the blitz this season. It's like cherry-picking statistics. You guys watch the games really closely. Ike, you played. Yep. Your listeners and viewers are all really smart, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts has been awesome versus the blitz this year. Yep. It's when teams start like trying to confuse him and bringing everybody back or faking pressure. That's when Jalen Hurts gets in a little bit of trouble. And I look at this specific matchup against the Minnesota Vikings, guys, and obviously Brian Flores loves to blitz and blitz and blitz and blitz some more. I don't know how well that's going to go for him here. And you know what? You can keep those two safeties back all the way to try and prevent the deep ball. Great. Here's Dallas Goedert over the middle of the field over and over again. And with your old pal Carson Wentz looking very likely to start.
I think it's official now that he will start.
Yeah, that Wentz is starting?
Yes.
Awesome. I've seen people call this a revenge game for Carson Wentz. Like revenge for what? Like he got his starting job back in 2018.
Well,
like he got the job back,
well, and it was four teams ago. It was like four different teams ago.
Like, he tore his ACL. Foles won the Super Bowl. He played in week three. Assumed he was healthy. He got the job back. Like revenge for what? The whole thing's crazy to me.
What is the line is 4.5? What's the line on this game?
Two.
Oh, it's two. Oh, wow.
Two okay. Eagles, right?
Okay.
And everybody likes Minnesota. So I am a dissenting voice here liking the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. You like the Eagles -2 on Sunday. All right.
Oh, yeah. I think the Eagles are going to win. Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me another game or two you really love this weekend.
All right. Let's take a look at the board. So Kansas City is a 12-point home favorite against the Raiders. You might look at that number and say, wow, that number is really big. You're right. It is. But it's not big enough. This should be two touchdowns. The Raiders are terrible. The Chiefs are awesome. And I don't know that the betting market has caught on to how good the Chiefs are, and almost more importantly, how absolutely positively dreadful the Las Vegas Raiders are. I think Kansas City wins in an absolute laugher on Sunday at Arrowhead. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs. And then let's take a look. I'm going to give you my what's my best bet here. I like the Eagles a lot. How about, okay, the Arizona Cardinals are hosting the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Now, I don't think we know officially who's starting a quarterback for Arizona, Jacoby Brissett or Kyler Murray. We think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to play in the game. The point that I'm going to make is it doesn't matter who plays quarterback for Arizona. Now, if it's Kyler, the number will come down a little bit. If it's Brissett, it will go up a little bit. My working thesis here is that when the Cardinals are big favorites, the game is really close in the end. When the Cardinals are big underdogs, the game is really close in the end. And when it's a small point spread, the game is really close in the end, and they usually lose. So if you're going to give me like 7 points here with Arizona when all of their games are close, I'll take it and I'll run the risk of the Packers blowing them out. Give me Arizona plus the points, but let's wait and let's see if Jacoby Brissett's going to play and we can get a better number coming up on Sunday.
And you got a prop or two you love this weekend, buddy?
I'll tell you, man, I love the, and I just want to see where it's at now. I really like the Goddard prop. You like that? Just pass the smell test with you guys?
Well, it seems like he gets a touchdown every game.
What's the, I mean, is it, it's got to be around, what, 24 yards or something that?
Way higher.
Really?
It was 37.5 yesterday. It's 39.5 now.
I like it.
And again, I just think of, just like the schematic matchup here, like they're going to blitz a lot. The middle of the field, they play their safeties back. Their corners aren't very good. Like this should be, if Kevin Petullo is not Italian Brian Johnson, then a disgrace to Italians. This should be a good game for Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. I think Dallas Goedert stands to benefit. Elsewhere, you know, Stephon Diggs' receiving yards number this week, guys, for the Patriots is 52.5. I think that if he didn't get called for that ridiculous, and it didn't cost them the game, and if you bet the Patriots, you still covered the spread. If he didn't get called for that ridiculous offensive pass interference call, like a 55-yard touchdown, we're talking like this number is like 10 yards higher for Stephon Diggs. I think he clears 60 with ease. So give me Stephon Diggs over receiving yards. And I think I've given this one to you guys on a number of occasions here the last couple of weeks. Now it's Monday night, and I don't care. We don't have to wait until Monday for this one. Jackson Smith and Jigba receiving yards prop is 85.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like,
keep going over until he doesn't go over. You know?
Keep getting over until, like, the first digit in his receiving yards prop is a one. Go over, even against a really tough Texans defense, we can go over with JSN.
Yeah, I mean, he's 120, 130 every single week. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Kostos. I appreciate you, brother.
Good stuff, brother. Good stuff.
We will talk to you next week.
You excited for Joel Embiid back on the court, buddy?
I am, buddy.
I appreciate you not even bragging about your Giants winning either last week.
Well, we talked. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he was okay on it, but he still hates Dable.
Oh, was it the next day? Did we talk to him the next day?
Yeah, we talked to him.
Okay. I forgot. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Listen, I'm always looking forward, and I know that next week, certain two teams are playing each other, right. And I can't get too ahead of myself. I don't know how well that game is going to go. But listen, Spike, here's the good news.
Well, man, I know you're trying to make me feel bad about the Sixers. You can't kill what's already dead.
Can I try?
Sure.
Okay. Because listen,
yeah,
it's not going to go great. Like you're going to have, like, VJ Edgecombe is going to win social media. He'll have the fun dunks. You'll have that.
Yeah.
And when it goes really south for the Sixers,
yeah,
you'll get to embrace, like, your true nature and the true nature of Philadelphia 76ers fans, because there actually are no 76ers fans. They're just New York Knicks fans.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to win the East this year. You'll get to root for a winner. It's going to be awesome.
Well, look.
The NBA is dead. No one cares.
I could start no Sixers fans. I don't want to point you to sold out venues for a podcast, but what I would say is this, is that
the rights to Ricky Sanchez is a tremendous podcast.
Yes,
I will say that. I would say this,
you will take a shot at mine. I will not brag about mine because mine is what it is. There's no way the Knicks are winning a championship with a 6-foot guard who dribbles the ball for 21 seconds every play. it's not going to happen. Your best player is not good enough. It's over. Like, this is the best version of what you have.
You'll notice I didn't say they were going to win the championship.
Right. Better than the Sixers.
No, I actually do think they're going to win the East this year and then just get absolutely obliterated by the Thunder or the Nuggets, probably the Thunder in the NBA championship.
Right.
The Thunder are going to win the title again.
As long as the Knicks don't win a championship, I'm fine with that. So.
Well, I think you'll be good then.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kostos. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Nick.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And this Sunday in Minnesota, fly, Eagles, fly. Win, Eagles, win. Cover, Eagles, cover. Let's go.
That was host You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your sports betting needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. I do not love that the Goddard prop. There's just been too many games where he's been invisible.
Goddard?
Yeah. Not this year in general. What'd you say? Almost 40 yards? I don't know.
Anytime touchdowns only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, though, Jalen seems to be finding him a lot.
Yeah.
He is.
And he's got that little underhand pass to him.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Him a lot.
But that's only 1 yard.
Well, I know.
2 yards.
I only bet anytime touchdowns.
Right. Look how many times you get the ball thrown to you if you're not tweeting about it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. AJ? Yeah, you got him. You got 10 targets last week.
215-592-9494. We will get, even though it's in a dome, we will get Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast for the game coming up next.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
it. It is
that.
In a dome, but we need the forecast nonetheless. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.